I'm Mark Davis from The Thoughtful Gamer, and this is Reviews of the Nerds. Here's one you probably haven't heard of. Battle for Biturnia is from a small publisher and seemingly slipped through the cracks back in 2018. This is a tragedy, as Chris Falkenberry's design is one of the smartest I've played this year. Biturnia is a board game inspired by the MOBA genre of video games, think League of Legends or Dota, and it does a remarkable job of simulating the steep highs and lows of those games. The core is the same. Two teams of colorful heroes battle to try to destroy each other's bases. Usually, however, they're skirmishing at certain choke points on the map. A lot has been simplified in Biturnia's cardboard interpretation. Minions are gone, replaced by a simple farming action. Leveling and equipment is reduced to a 4-card deck for each of the game's 19 heroes. The map is compressed significantly, and the idea of jungling is relegated to an optional variant rule. Such abstractions chisel away at many of the features of MOBA games people love, but when the dust clears, what remains feels like the distilled essence of the genre. Instead of being slogged down by the minutiae of board game bookkeeping, Biturnia jumps right into the action. You'll be fighting and possibly killing enemy heroes on the very first turn. The card-based gameplay is brisk yet complex, full of feints and gambits and moments of pure thrill. Each of the heroes has a fully realized identity. Battle for Biturnia maintains MOBA's rich-get-richer tendencies, making it very difficult to catch up after an early setback. This, along with the straightforward component production, might cause some to look for flashier fare, but you shouldn't be fooled. Biturnia has more depth in its humble box than any number of Kickstarter behemoths. I give Battle for Biturnia an 8 out of 10. I'm Mark, and you can find more board game reviews and information at thethoughtfulgamer.com.